94 degrees in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. Yet another group is calling for a death penalty moratorium after the failed execution of Tony Carruthers in May. This time, it's doctors and nurses. Under Tennessee's lethal injection protocol, the hired-on doctor's role is mostly passive. They make sure the person is actually deceased, then call time of death. That is, unless the lower-ranking medical staff aren't successful in placing an IV. That happened during the attempted execution of Tony Carruthers. Then, the doctor is tasked with placing a central line in a deeper vein just above the heart. The doctor on site that day tried several times to carry out the procedure and ultimately failed. Dr. John Greer, a retired Nashville hematologist, says that was probably because it's not an easy task.
Placing a central line is not just sticking a needle in a person's arm. And it's highly risky unless you're doing them routinely. And I cannot imagine that there would be someone who's doing these routinely who would be involved in this procedure.
Doctors aren't supposed to participate in executions, according to ethical standards set by the American Medical Association. Greer and dozens of other Tennessee doctors and nurses signed a letter saying that this means only, quote, unscrupulous health workers will sign up for the very hard job. They're asking the state to pause executions and find a way to conduct them without medical professionals. There are a lot of things to do in downtown Nashville, but not a lot of places to use the restroom unless you're a paying customer. The Nashville Downtown Partnership and Pillars Development have partnered to study how best to add public restrooms to the city's central hub. A release says that's an important part of keeping downtown clean, welcoming, and accessible. They're taking public comment during the study, and the first public meeting will be held August 11th at the Downtown Presbyterian Church at 6 p.m. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN, Nashville Public Radio.